Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
First Date Follow-Up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Emily is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and she's getting ghosted by a guy named Dave. So we're about to call him and see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting her and maybe get her another date if she still wants one. But first, Emily, how long has it been since you heard from Dave?
It's been a couple weeks.
And how many times have you tried to reach out to him?
I tried texting him. I haven't really called him, but just, you know, to see what's up. Just sending him a text.
Well, let's go backwards. Can you tell us about how you guys met, how the date went?
We met out on, like, just, you know, for dinner, drinks. We met off a dating app. And, you know, the best thing was it was a cool coffee shop that has, like, live performances. And they have, like, really comfortable seating nooks. So we just went there to have, like, you know, some privacy to chat and to get to know one another. And it was like the cutest thing, though. We both ordered the same drink. We ordered a dirty chai. Mm. And he offered to like share a croissant. So we had a chocolate croissant. It was like, you know, just everything I could have asked for. We talked about travel, books, you know, family, our aspirations. I really don't know what happened.
So what is it about him, though, that makes you want to get a hold of him so bad?
I mean, I personally, like, I love to read. I am such a bookworm. I would say, like, I probably was most drawn to him because in his profile picture on his dating app, like, he was holding a book of Pride and Prejudice. And, I mean, I am everything Jane Austen. Like, she's my jam. Love her. Anything that she has written has been a work of art. And, like, he's been just pretty much telling me about his like love and affection for Mr. Darcy. So I was like really turned on by this.
Okay.
Okay.
I think there's a whole section on Pornhub for this.
Oh God.
So you guys, I mean, it's cool when you have similar interests with somebody, right?
Yeah.
You know, especially when you're like, I mean, that's pretty specific to you that you love that book and he also does.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I'm so turned on by anyone who can, you know, read Pride and Prejudice and talk so eloquently about it. I mean, it really made me feel so special that he, like, kept asking my opinion about the book and, like, different portions of the chapters. Like, it just seemed like he wanted to know everything about me.
So where do you think it could have gone wrong?
Honestly, I'm not sure. I have a feeling, and I'm kind of worried about it, though, that, like, I revealed too much about myself. Like, I honestly feel like I'm not as cultured as Dave. And, like, I've not been on a plane, for instance. So I feel like I, because of, like, my lack of travel, not really going anywhere.
You've never been on a plane ever?
Yeah, okay. I've never been on a plane. And it's kind of the reason why I read so much.
Yeah, I've got some friends that have never been on a plane, too.
Yeah.
So I understand
it's it. Kind of for the reason of my grandmother. I take care of her. And I can't really go anywhere. And, like, I honestly think he might be thinking it's baggage because I can't really leave because of my grandmother.
Oh, okay.
I hope he's not thinking that's baggage.
Did he say anything when you brought it up?
No, not. He didn't really say anything negative about it. It's just, like, I have a feeling that he's already thinking we can't go and travel together.
Mm. Oh, okay. Mm. So maybe he's thinking toward the future and be like, well, if I ever want to go anywhere, she's not going to be able to go with me.
Yeah, and, like, I'm kind of tied down to her.
Right.
I don't know. He didn't really mention it, though.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see if we can figure it out. We'll play a song, come back, and then call him, see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting you, and then try to get you another date if you still want one, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
We'll play a song, come back, get your first date follow-up next.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 feral hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus, where every week I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who were they? What made them so notorious? Why did the internet choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? I'll be talking to internet historians, experts, and yes, the main characters themselves to get a fuller picture. Because I think that even outside individual experiences, a character of the day tells us something about how the internet worked at that time and how the attention economy developed into the freaky three-headed dragon it is today. Together, we probably won't be able to properly log out, but we can take a walk down scary internet memory lane and see one day a little more clearly. Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
First Date Follow-Up, powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys, online at advocateslaw.com.
Right in the middle of your first date follow-up, if you're just joining us, Emily is on the phone and she's getting ghosted by a guy named Dave that she really liked and she doesn't know why. So we're about to call him and see if he'll tell us why and maybe get her another date. But first, Emily, why don't you catch everybody up to speed in case they missed you? Tell us about the date a second ago.
Yeah, You know, Dave took me out. We went to a coffee shop. He's really sweet, and he was engaging, like, my, you know, whole love for Jane Austen. So he's really got me turned on to him because he loves Pride and Prejudice, and I do too. So we were just, you know, chit-chatting over Pride and Prejudice, our, like, what we want to do as aspirations. And it was just a great conversation, but I haven't heard from him since then.
Okay. Were you ready for us to try to call him?
Yeah. Let's see what he has to say.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, man. Speak to Dave, please.
Speaking. Who's this?
Dave, how are you? My name is Jubal. From a radio show called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Dave. Whole show's here. My name's Nina.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
Okay. Yeah, this is wild. What's going on?
Not much, man. Have you ever listened to the show before?
I'm sure it's coming on the car, but I'm sorry. I'm not like a daily listener. I've got work and stuff.
It's all good, man. Well, we do a segment on our show called The First Date Follow-Up. That's where if you have been out on a date with someone and then you end up ghosting them, that person can email us to get you on the phone. And ask you why you're ghosting them. And we got an email about you from somebody.
Okay.
That's one way to react.
How many people are you ghosting right now?
Oh, man. There is just the one.
Is her name Emily?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, Emily emailed us and told us she really liked you, thought your date was awesome. And she says it's been a few weeks now and she hasn't heard anything from you. So she wanted us to see if we could get you to tell us why you ghosted her.
I'm on the spot, and she doesn't listen. She is 10 out of 10. Would date again. She is a catch.
Okay.
She's like an angel. I don't know what she told you. She like takes care of her grandmother. She's super, super sweet.
She's thought the grandma thing might be the reason you're ghosting her.
No. Both my mom and dad's side, my grandparents are both passed, so it's very sweet. Like, I would give anything to go back to, you know, I only remember them when I was really, really little, so I think it's very, very sweet. Here's the deal. We were talking about something that she was super, super into, and it's a book that I did not read, and all I did was go on and did some like recon to have talking points, like Goodreads, Cliff Notes, YouTube videos. I just kind of took notes mentally of what to bring up.
So she told us about, is the book Pride and Prejudice, which you're talking about?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. Listen, she's like her favorite book.
Yeah. So you basically did a book report before you went on your date.
Cliff's Notes.
Yeah.
So you don't know who Mr. Darcy is?
Without ever reading it, yeah. I'm straight up lying to her, and that's not cool.
Okay.
She's super, super sweet. And, I mean, if I'm some dude who's lying to her, just trying to, you know, just to get in between the sheets, you know what I mean? That's not cool. So
you're actually ghosting her because you feel bad because you lied?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if she emailed you guys or you guys, like, Zoomed her or something, but she is... I'm telling you.
We talked to her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she's like, she's an angel. I'm telling you. Like, she does, like, you know, when you come across people in this world and you can just kind of, the spidey sense goes up, like, man, this person's a real. But then you meet some people, like, how are you so good? Like, how come the world hasn't corrupted you yet? You know what I mean? Like, you're just always got a smile on every day.
I mean, it sounds like you like her, actually.
Yeah. Oh no! Hey, everything I told you when I met you is a lie. Can I get a second chance? Like, you know what I mean?
Was
like,
everything a lie?
Well, not me being as into Pride and Prejudice, man. Like, I play Xbox. I don't know
She thinks you're super refined, and one of the reasons you might not be getting back to her is because you are a man of leisure who travels around the world.
I have been out of the country. Yeah, I've got been out of the country. I have dual citizenship. So that's cool. But I like eating a bunch of different foods. So, you know, I've been to a bunch of different restaurants and stuff. But it just goes down to the fact she is super, super sweet girl. And I guess in my mindset, it was easier to just ghost her than come clean and say, hey, I'm a liar. So I guess I'd rather just be an ass than a liar.
I kind of get it. But that sucks.
Mm, me too. Yeah, I would feel really bad if I lied to somebody like that.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart. And I'm here I am lying about her favorite thing. I mean, come on.
Well, thank you for being honest now, Dave.
Yeah.
Dave, I have to let you know that Emily is actually on the phone. She's been listening this whole time and wants to talk to you.
Oh, great.
Hey, what's up, Dave?
Yeah, listen, I you heard everything I said, I guess. So you can't see how red my face is, but I am super embarrassed. I'm very sorry that I, like I said to everyone here on the show, that's your favorite thing. And I was just trying to, well, not trying to, I wasn't being truthful with all the, my, I guess, interest in Pride and Prejudice, because I have not read it, you know, every year or anything like that. Any of the nonsense I told you was what I was told to say by people on the internet. So, and that's on me.
Well, my question is, like, why did you lie, though?
You are a very, very attractive young lady. And, I mean, how often do you, run into, like, nice people in this? I mean, you might, because you're a very nice person, but, I mean, I looked in the mirror and I'm like, Jesus, this isn't right to you. This isn't fair to you. So, and it's also like, you know, move to ghost you like that. But I guess it was easier to not own up to it than to have this is a conversation.
So why did you have the book in your profile picture?
Because looking up, you know, how to increase your chances on dating apps. That was a suggestion that, Liz, it said if you, put a book, if you're holding a book in your profile picture, you would be more attractive to women.
I guess I'm like, you know, you're posing with it and that's what you're trying to get across, is that you're well-versed in Jane Austen and, you know, you've been around the world. Again, like, I just think if you're going to be saying this in the book, you know, having it in your picture, telling me that you're reading it, you should probably just go ahead and read it.
Well, it's Scout's honor. I promise to read Pride and Prejudice.
Dave, would you like to go out with Emily again on another date? We'll pay for it.
I mean, Emily, if you'll accept my apology, of course, I would very much like to go on another date with you.
Yeah, I think that would be awesome if we could actually have a real discussion over Pride and Prejudice and not just what you learned off the internet.
You want him to actually read the book before he goes out with you, Emily?
I mean, he's getting homework now.
Yeah. Yes, you do. You have homework.
Well, I did pick it up off Amazon to put in my profile picture, so I will start to pick it up today. I will start tonight.
Awesome. Well, I look forward to it and having, you know, a deep discussion about it, because it is really deep. I can't wait for you to read it.
I will message you when I crack page one, so you'll know.
I hope you guys play dress up and everything.
I hope you read quick, Dave, because this could be months till you may get on and get your date.
I'll do my best.
Jubal's first date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorney. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Bean Dad. The Dress. 30 to 50 feral hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.